Yes.
They're out. They're going to walk in there.
Is Blaze in trouble?
Maybe he's got some.
Coach, Tony had a great game his first time starting for Billups. Then was a little off. Almost had, you know, went backwards. What do you need to see from him tonight?
He just needs to play, be aggressive and do his thing, and he'll have some up and down. So, you know, he's not a pure point guard, but he's a scoring guard, and we expect him to do that and play hard on defense. He'll learn on the weak side. If he does that, he'll be fine.
Different look with the Hawks with Heinrich at point guard. What are the keys to defending him? It will be a faster pace game.
Well, they have sped up their offense, and I think they'll be more dangerous. Kurt, I've always liked Kurt. I think he's a very good player. He's a very good defensive player. And so I think overall, they could be better. We'll see. I haven't seen that much of him, but they're still learning also, I'm sure, each other. But Kurt's a good addition.
That's one of the challenges besides
No, then he just had to get on the court to fill and just didn't feel like he could go. Just still sore.
He's going to have the game probably tomorrow. Is again game
hope,
time.
You know, again, we hope tomorrow, and then they'll figure out how to get on the court and see.
Any concerns about conditioning and also the setback, just, you know, playing with the guys and things like that?
I don't think so. Not conditioning. It'd be nice to have these games under our belt and have Chauncey there. But at the NBA, you just deal with it and go forward. It just sets us back a little bit.
Well, those three guys who are out tonight, what are the chances of any of them by tomorrow?
I think all of them have a chance. They all have seen that. I think Ronnie probably has the biggest chance, and then Chauncey, and then Bill.
You guys weren't that deep to begin with, and you're talking about, you know, two starters or three of your eight guys, really.
Right.
How do you feel about, you know, where the bench is now?
Well, it'll give us a chance to see the other guys and evaluate them, which we need to do going forward. I thought Sheldon Williams last time played well, came in, did a good job, so that's good. We'll see him tonight, and it'll be a chance for Roger Mason or Derek Brown to get a chance.
Jared at five.
Yeah.
What do you like about Sheldon so far?
Sheldon, just his basketball smarts and defense and his overall just basketball intelligence. Yeah. He's good.
Mike, what do you think about what kind of Miami's going through? It happened against you guys, but, you know, not being able to produce down in the street.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, it's hard. It's hard because they have a bunch of guys that just come together and they got to figure things out. And it takes a while. And teams that, you know, when your main core are together for a couple, 3 years, and then you can add pieces, you can change pieces, doesn't change that much. But when you change your identity totally, you know, I feel it's tough, and Eric is right in the firestorm of it's not easy, and you know, people need to give everybody time to get through it. A little bit like us now, you got to figure things out. It is different, and for our coaches, it's a process, and they'll be fine. Biggest thing is, and I'm sure they know, I'm not giving anybody any advice, but, you know, not to panic and just go, but we'll figure it out. We're too good enough to figure it out.
Are these parallel situations?
I think to a certain degree. It's just, you know, people are really impatient, which it should be, and it's not a criticism, but the reality of it is teams need time to come together. They need to go through tough times, and it's how you go through the tough times and what you come out on the other side of it that makes you or break you. And for us right now is a tough time. We got to go through this and get to the other side. And the Miami will be the same way.
You mentioned that Heinrich speeds him up offensively a little bit. Defensively, does it change him having the answer to debut defensively?
Well, you know, you don't want to. But that's what Kurt does. He's one of the better defenders in the league. And so, yeah, it's going to help him out.
Yeah. Coach Spolsky said afterwards that some of his players were crying. Curious, you ever experienced that?
I've been crying. I don't know about anybody else. I guess I'm up on a ledge and they're trying to talk me down. Yeah, you know, it's an emotional game, and, you know, it's tough. Everybody, you know, it's funny sometimes, you know, players don't realize the emotional investment into a game or series or a big game or a losing streak or just not playing well or I missed the last shot. And guys, it's emotional, and you can play with your emotions. Some guys more than others, but it's they go away and it leaves marks. And, you know, I can still remember things that you lose 20 years ago, and it hurts. You know, high school, I remember getting lost in high school. Talking about crying, I want to, you know, throw myself on a train. But that's just, you know, that if you play with passion, you're going to have that. So I think it's cool. I think it's great.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.